You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, this is the week, everybody who missed out on the first Bennett Woods Open back in November of 2021. Here's your second chance, because Bennett Woods Open number two is taking place on Thursday, April 6th at Rancho Bernardo Inn, and slots in the tournament will go on sale this Wednesday, March 22nd. Two days from now, you'll have your opportunity to reserve your slot, your foursome, your twosome, whatever you want, in the Bennett Woods Open at RB Inn on April 6th.
I'm still waiting on the higher-ups to let me know exactly what time they're going to go on sale. When we know it, we will blast it. We will blast it on Twitter and Instagram and the radio and all other methods, and I'm sure I'm still going to get DMs about it. As soon as we know what time it's going to go on, I will let you guys know. We will let you know. And I can't wait. I can't wait. It's sold out.
I mean, it would be
so
nice
fast.
Not to make it like midnight, so people.
I don't think it's going to be midnight.
Hopefully, it'll be sometime like in a reasonable hour, maybe during our show.
Yeah, I would imagine
right at the end of our show or something like that.
I would imagine it would happen during our show, like at 9 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
I know. For the first tournament, it was like 6 a.m.
Was it 6?
Yeah. Okay.
No, and it went nuts. Sold out in 5 minutes. So, look, that's good for us. It's not good if you don't get in. We would obviously love to be able to do a tournament where everybody that wanted to play could play. But just be ready, man. Be ready. Have your foursome ready. Have your credit card ready. And we'll let you know when we know.
Now, I had somebody talk to me yesterday. They said, hey, I would love to play, but I don't have a group. Can a solo? They'll pair up random solos together, right?
Yeah, I believe 100%. You can sign up any number you want.
You don't have to have a group of four.
A full foursome.
No. I mean, you can have a twosome. You can have a onesome.
Two and two makes a lot of sense. If you got one buddy to play with, they'll put you with
a
someone
threesome
else,
would be fun.
A threesome also.
And then we'll pair you up with someone who just played as a single, who didn't have anyone that was able to join them that day. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Someone will figure it out, because we were legendary here at Odyssey for figuring things out, how
Correct.
They work, right? By the way, thank you to our sponsors, including Coastal Fire and Integration Systems and Maestro Dobel Tequila, for making the Bennett Woods Open possible on April the 6th.
Can't wait for that, man. It's such a fun day. It's going to be a long, long, long day, but I'm very excited. We'll have an opportunity for you guys to reserve a room at RBI as well on a discount. If you want to stay the night before, going to be, I think there's a, Paulie, check the schedule, would you? Is there a Padres game on April 5th?
No.
There's not.
Not on Wednesday? April 5th. Yes, there is.
No.
No, there's not.
It is a Monday-Tuesday series, wrapping up the homestand against the Diamondbacks, off Wednesday, and then they travel to Hotlanta.
Right. Atlanta, their first road game is that day, April 6th.
So I'm staying both nights. So we can have a few cocktails the night before, and then we can actually watch them, like, play the tournament, watch some of the Masters together, grab some food, have some drinks, watch the Padres down at the bar at RBI as well.
That's the day that Joe Musgrove was hoping to get back and make his first start of the season.
Ooh.
I don't know that, you know, listening to Bob Melvin and the what the coming out of the Padres camp, that they're necessarily counting on that. They don't want to rush Joe back, and possibly risk further injury because his toe is still hurting and that changes the mechanics and whatnot, but I know his hope would be at the end of that first homestand to be ready to go for the first road game against the Atlanta Braves on Thursday, April the 6th.
Yep, I look forward to that. But you asked the question
earlier about,
you know, this is a different San Diego Padres team. This is a different lineup that's going to be constructed. Now, you do have to factor in that you're not going to have Fernando Tatis Jr. for at least at least 3 weeks to start the season. So by all accounts, he's feeling pretty good, healthy, hit another bomb or a bomb this weekend, and is looking great. So you're not going to get him in your lineup opening day. Now you have the injury to Austin Nola, which is a blow, certainly. He's a catcher. He's tough, tough as nails. I expect him to be in there. He's got 10 days or so to get ready. It's a broken nose. I think he'll be okay.
That's Luis Camposano homered over the weekend, though, and, you know, showing some signs of being a contributor as well in case Austin Nola does have to miss some time. You do have Luis Camposano that you can slot in there.
Yeah, and again, this is me knowing nothing about the extent of Austin's injury. We'll definitely know more today, I would assume, with Sammy Spring training. The Juan Soto one is a bit dicey. That's kind of the one where, you know, I mean, I looked it up. How long does it take for an oblique strain to heal? And it said, well, 3 to 4 days sometimes, or could be as long as 3 to 4 months, depending on the severity of the strain. And I think if it's mild, the only thing you can do to make it worse is to continue to think, oh, I can gut it out and I can play on it. And Ben asked the question earlier, you know, do you give him a little extra rest? Do you need Juan Soto in your lineup opening day to go out and beat the Colorado Rockies? The answer is probably not. Do you want him in 10 days? I would love if they said, hey, man, take the rest of spring training off. Get treatment.
We're all on board for that, right? We've seen enough. He's locked in.
He's locked.
He's good to go.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
He can do off-field work, whatever they allow him to do.
Yep.
But if they told us today, hey,
we're shutting
next
down.
Time you see Juan Soto, the it's going to be
day,
opening day.
Fine
by me.
Yeah,
but my point.
I prefer
here,
it actually.
Yeah.
Before I make my point, let me throw out the phone number.
Probably throw out a few guys. Just you know what?
Yeah.
I've seen enough.
You're good.
I'm good.
You made the team, Manny.
Need a contestant for Take on Woods here. We're about 3 minutes away. 833-288-0973. First chance this week to qualify for the getaway to Las Vegas, the concert tickets, and Battle Woods in our musical trivia challenge. 833-288-0973. Dial us up right now. But my point earlier about, you know, making sure that everyone's rested, take Juan Soto and Fernando Tatis Jr. If they don't start the season for whatever reason, obviously Tatis won't. If Soto needed to miss a week, 2 weeks, you know what that makes the 2023 Padres? The 2022 Padres. They didn't have Juan Soto or Fernando Tatis Jr. Before the trade deadline for the first 4 months of the season. Neither of those guys were on the team. It was still a really, really good baseball team. Plus, you've added Nelson Cruz. You've added Matt Carpenter. You've got guys who, you know, look at Trent Grisham, Austin Nola, who seem to be having strong springs that may have, you know, better seasons in them. I would contend that this is already a better team. Even if you didn't have Soto and Tatis in the lineup for a period of time, you're still better off than you were at the start of last season. That's how good and deep this team is right now.
Very,
you can
extremely.
Survive the loss of a superstar or two for a few weeks. How many teams in baseball can say, we can survive the loss of two superstars for a month? Not many.
Not
but
many.
The Padres are actually one of them that, well, yeah, it's less than ideal, and you want to keep those guys on the field and as healthy as possible. It doesn't wreck your season to lose a guy. I think the Phillies will be okay without Bryce Harper for
Trey
the
Turner
first couple of months.
Seems to be looking pretty good.
They are deep enough that they will be okay without Bryce Harper for a couple of months. And then, you know, they inject him back into the lineup, and they're going to have very high expectations again as well this year. There's not many teams, but the Padres are one of them that I think has that chance that you don't have to rush your stars back into the lineup. Because I don't see an 8-game losing streak. I don't see losing 12 out of 14, you know, with this team at any point in the year. Yeah, they will go into slumps.
Yes.
They will have that week where they lose 5 out of 7. Every team does. But the extended, you know, half month, the 2-week slumps, the bad month where you were 7 games under 500, I just don't see that happening with the San Diego Padres, barring some, you know, very unusual and exceptional circumstances. And that's what makes this Padres team, that's what makes a team with a higher payroll different than a team with a lot of talent, but, you know, is only spending $150 million on their roster. They can't afford to lose 3 or 4 guys, or it will be devastating. I think the Padres are going to be okay.
As do I. And again, this is not something where it sounds like Soto's going to miss a ton of time at all.
No.
It just sounds like, hey, man, got a little thing. We're being, you know, being cautious with it. And it's exactly what you want. We're going to blow it out of proportion because that's what we do. And I think last night, AC dropping that article, at like 8, 9 o'clock was like, oh no, what are we doing here?
It was like one of the last things I saw before I shut it down and fell asleep. And I go, did I miss something earlier? Where the hell did this come from? And then I saw that he didn't play today.
Yeah, B games can be, a little bit under the radar. And that's why we've got Sammy Spring Training out there to give us the inside scoop when we talk to him this morning at 9:35. All right, we got a contestant on the line. It's 7:09. Let's get to it. Let's play a little Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Well, now that we got the YouTube stream, Woods can no longer sit there and cheat like he used to. He has to leave the studio and make this a fair game. He always did. People always thinking, no way he's leaving. Yes, he always leaves.
Can't be that good.
He cannot hear anything that's going on now. We got Mike on the line. Hello, Mike. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
All right. You're our contestant today with a chance to qualify for our grand prize drawing. It is a trip to Las Vegas to see 38 Special, live in concert April 28th at the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Beat or tie Woods, you'll qualify for the trip, including two tickets to the show and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas. Your advantage is picking the category. Here are your choices this morning. Teeny Boppers, 5-song titles that include the word teen. Our mystery category, it's the title of the mystery, the 2-second song, gives you a big hint as to the rest of the category. And then our new category, Angels Among Us, 5 answers that include the word angel. So of those three, Mike, Teeny Boppers, the mystery category, or Angels Among Us, what would you like to play?
I'm going to go for Teeny Boppers.
Teeny Boppers. Okay. Today we are looking for 5 song titles that all include the word teen. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time remaining on the clock. We'll start with our 2-second song. Polly, going to play you a clip of a well-known hit. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that one, and then we'll go on from there. And then Woods will come back. He won't get the category, get the same questions. We'll compare scores and in the end figure out whether you've qualified. Mike, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category is Teeny Boppers. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, Mike. Let's take on Woods.
Steely Dan, Pat.
A turning point for grunge music came when Nirvana released which lead single from their second album, Nevermind?
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Correct. Katy Perry takes us back to her high school days with which 2010 hit that includes the line, "Don't ever look back, don't ever look back."
Pat.
Just Like the White-Winged Dove is the first line of which Stevie Nicks' solo hit.
Oh, Teen Lover.
Incorrect. The band Wheatus is primarily known for which 2000 song about juvenile delinquency?
Pass.
All right, let's go back to the 2-second song. You got the band.
Teen Vision. Teen.
I like the guesses, but they're not really working for you very much here. You did get Smells Like Teen Spirit. But that's the only one I
knew,
think he
when
got.
When he knew Steely Dan,
K-19, Mike, by Steely Dan is the song.
Because Woods ain't getting Katy Perry.
You got Smells Like Teen Spirit. Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Edge of 17 is Stevie Nicks, Just Like the White-Winged Dove. And Wheatus is Teenage Dirtbag. I'm just a teenage dirtbag. All right, let's bring Woods back in. I don't know that it's going to...
It's not how it goes.
Something like that. All right, I don't think that's going to be enough. But Mike, hang on. Crazier things have happened. Who knows? Maybe Woods will forfeit because he's on his phone and will never realize that it's time to come back in and play the game. Paul just threw his shoe at Woods.
No, it was my headphone case.
Okay, something. I looked like he threw his shoe. All right, so Mike's score is locked in.
Okay.
Woods doesn't get the category. 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Mike.
Let's get it.
Oh.
I know it's Steely Dan, pass.
A turning point for grunge music came when Nirvana released which lead single from their second album, Nevermind?
It smells like Teen Spirit.
Correct. Katy Perry takes us back to her high school days with which 2010 hit that includes the line, "Don't ever look back, don't ever look back."
Fireworks.
Incorrect. Just like the white winged dove is the first line of which Stevie Nicks' solo hit.
Edge of 17.
Correct. The band Wheatus is primarily known for which 2000 song about juvenile delinquency?
Crap, I love that song. Oh, the Edge. Let's see. Teenage Dirtbag.
Correct. To go back to our 2 second song.
It's Steely Dan. That's all I know. I don't know the category.
I thought you had it.
I thought you did too. You got Smells Like Teen Spirit, Edge of 17, and Teenage Dirtbag.
Okay, so teen.
So Steely Dan has to be.
Day 19.
You did win, though, 3-1 over Mike today in our category Teeny Boppers.
Teeny Boppers.
One you didn't get was Teenage Dream.
I like that song.
By Katy Perry. But a win for Woods to start the week.
Thank you for playing, Mike,
but try again to qualify for our grand prize drawing as Woods gets the victory today. All right, we've got Don't Do This coming up next, and Do This as well. Do you have anything in particular that you're going for?
Well, I mean, it's kind of visual, but sometimes a coach likes to make things about himself after a huge, huge win, and I think we should put Eric Musselman on blast.
All right, and for Do This, I got a couple of things off the field that the Padres are doing. Pretty incredible. So we'll get to that coming up after a check of traffic. More Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't forget, you can listen to the Odyssey app and catch 97.3 The Fan and thousands of other stations all for free. Got a ton of podcasts for you as well. You just have to download the free app. And now it's time for Don't Do This, a couple of stories that make you shake your head. And I do this as well. But I saw this and I was stunned. Well, we might have to talk to Braden when he comes in. I don't know if he was broadcasting this game, but USD Baseball.
Wow, dude.
On Saturday night, they were hosting a Pacific in a WCC series at Fowler Park over the weekend.
I watched the clip that's going around on Twitter. I watched it like 40
times.
So
they went into the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth inning, down 8-6, and scored 10 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. But wait. They never got the ball out of the infield, and they did it, and there was only one hit on a bunt single. 10 runs on one bunt single. How is that even possible? Well, as you can imagine, it requires a staggering amount of don't do this level of defense.
Yes.
By the Pacific Tigers. But here's how the 10 runs came in. Hit batsman, walk, error on the third baseman, scored a run. Error on the first baseman on another dribbler in front of the plate, bunt, scored a run. RBI infield bunt single, scored another run. Hit batsman, bases loaded walk, scored another run. RBI sacrifice, scored a run. Two RBI fielder's choice, scored two more. Did you see how that one happened? Now they try to get the run at the plate and then try to get someone else and another guy scored and just...
They small balled them to death.
Yeah, and then wild pitch run, wild pitch run, RBI ground out for the second out, then scored the 10th run, and that was it for the inning. 10 runs, one hit, no balls out of the infield other than the ones that were thrown over the first baseman's head into the stands a couple of times.
It's one of those games where, like, it was in the, what, eighth inning, you said?
It was the eighth inning. They were down 8-6, yeah.
So you... It's not like the head coach said, hey, I think we can exploit something in their defense. They're really bad at PFPs. It was just one of those innings that if you've ever played, it just gets away from you, and you can't get an out. Every throw you make, the throw from the third baseman, bunted right to him, picks it up nicely.
Three straight bunts, none of them were outs. They all scored runs.
He airmails it, and you're like, oh, God. And then the wheels just come off. The pitcher can't find the zone. He throws wild pitches, and you're... Any strike you did throw, they bunted it, and they bunted it in the perfect spot. They small balled them to death for 10 runs. That is just one of those innings, if you're the opposing coach, you're like, hey, guess what? Forget it. Forget it ever happened. Let's work on it, but I don't.
And to the credit of the Tigers, they did come back and win yesterday to avoid the sweep, so they didn't let it linger too much. Yeah, USD did take 2 out of 3 in the WCC opening series at Fowler Park, but 10 runs on one hit. I saw that tweet from athletic director and Tier 1 Bill McGillis.
Yes.
And I go, hold on. I need to see how this happened. Never got out of the infield. One hit, and you score 10 runs in an inning.
It was just...
This is like Bo's T-ball game.
Yeah, you're in the torture chamber if you're on the other team. So your thoughts, Ben, on Arkansas head coach Eric Musselman. We've had him on the show, yeah?
Yeah, we have.
We have. Yep.
I generally like him. He does some cringy things, and it's not always great, but his enthusiasm and energy is pretty infectious.
Infectious. Yeah, it wouldn't be infection. It would be infectious.
Contagious.
Him ripping his shirt off after huge wins. Now, it's a thing. He's done it before. So now he's locked in, right?
Oh, like, from now on.
That's your thing. Yeah. If you
now he's going to do it. For their fourth win of the season in November.
Right. But for the big win.
For the big games.
Yeah, so there was a lot going around on social media like, hey, man, your kids, like, great coach, obviously, and a huge, huge upset, Arkansas beating Kansas. But the videos of him up on the table with his shirt off, waving it around, they're like, hey, bro, maybe you make this one about the kids that went out and played their asses off tonight and keep your shirt on. You didn't win the title, right? I mean, a huge upset. It's big. Nobody's denying you that.
Conversely, what if the kids love it?
What if it jacks them up,
it fuels them, gets them going.
If their whole goal,
and
maybe,
they're like, "Come on, do it!"
I could be convinced that they say
like you see the videos all the time when the team is in the locker room, the coach is always the last one in, and they're waiting, and then they go nuts with the water bottles and everything.
You can convince me that they say to each other, let's play so well that he has to take his shirt off tonight.
If his shirt is still on at the end of the night, we have failed as a team.
And he may have just convinced me. Maybe it's a doo-doo this for Eric Musselman today.
I mean, anything that brings non-negative attention to your program is probably a decent thing. I mean, you're trying to cut through the noise of 64, 68 teams in the tournament. Eric Musselman does that. USD, you know, got the San Diego tie, so I always that always makes me inclined to like someone a little bit. So, yeah, do, don't do this. You can make the argument for both. All right, finally, this is definitely a do-do this.
D&D mega do-do.
I mean, let's be honest. The Padres are killing it. They've got a waiting list for season tickets. They are one of the most talked about, exciting franchises in baseball right now, getting ready for a season in which it's, you know, World Series dreams. But it doesn't mean they've stopped doing all those things off the field that are special as well. And this one was amazing. They had children who were receiving cancer treatment from Rady Children's Hospital.
Oh, this was amazing.
All go on a trip. They left this last Friday to spring training in Peoria. They all signed like contracts, 12 cancer patients with the team, like 3-day contracts for the weekend to experience up close Padres staff, coaches, and players behind the scenes, like a fantasy camp for these kids who are getting cancer treatments at Rady Children's. Just an amazing, amazing thing. Eric Rupner, the CEO, did a big send-off on Friday, and then the signing, some of the video this weekend was just amazing.
The signing them to the contract, man, was just, oh, just makes you think, you know, I'm so lucky my kids are healthy, and but it is such a nice, it's so nice to know, Ben, that Rady's exists here in our fair city.
It is. My kids have both been there, sometimes extended, have needed that growing up as well, and it's such a great resource and service that they provide for the community and families.
Yeah, and they also did the Pedal the Cause this weekend out there.
Yeah, which
well.
Is great. I mean, they've raised millions on these bike rides for cancer survivors, and just it's a great thing that they continue to do. More than $2.3 million was raised this year, which continues to move up and up. I know this is a big thing for Peter Seidler as well, that he wants to get behind every single year. So for the bike riders out there, great, great charitable activity that the Padres do every single year. So kind of a double do this for the Padres over the weekend. And that's Don't and Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, speaking of the Padres, we saw the Four Horsemen lineup. What are we calling it? The Mount Rushmore lineup.
Ooh, I like that too. I've been rolling with the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
The lineup of death. I mean, you can go a lot of different
ways.
Very
severe.
But we'll definitely opposition.
Murderer's Row.
Murderer's Row.
Paulie, that's never been done in baseball.
It's been like 90 years. What, you know,
has it been done?
Everything comes new.
Wow.
Over again.
Murderer's Row.
Isn't it almost 100 years? When was Murderer's Row?
1927.
Yeah, we're almost at the 100-year anniversary.
What's the official rule on, like, when things enter the
public
realm?
Yeah,
90, it's 90 years.
90 years or something? 90 years? Yeah.
Find out.
We might be okay.
Murderer's Row on
it.
Now, I don't know that necessarily murdering is a good thing anymore, so maybe we want to stay away from that. But
yeah, if we want to be, you know, sensitive.
We got to see it on Saturday, and it looked pretty good. It looked pretty good. We'll talk about that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chance we could all be gathered back here 1 week from now talking about the Aztecs in the Final Four.
Very good possibility.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities. And not like, you know, those like one in a million miracle. I mean, a legitimate underdog, but a legitimate opportunity. Like, no one's going to say, oh, that was the craziest thing that ever happened in college basketball history.
Right.
They wouldn't. They'd say, oh, wow, San Diego State playing really well, and guess what? They knocked off another one seed, the third one to go down, and then they won as a favorite in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. That I mean, we could be talking about that in 1 week.
I mean, four out of 16 teams will be there in the Final Four.
So 25% chance. I mean, you're taking on a one seed, probably a little less than that, but we're not, what are we talking, 15, 20% chance at this point? That's huge. I mean, do the Padres have a better than 20% chance of winning the World Series right now?
Yes.
You think so? Really?
Yeah.
Better than 20%?
I mean, I would hope so.
I'm curious what the highest percentage chance
is
for teams.
20%, that's 1 in 5?
I mean, odds-wise.
Yeah, all right, I'll change it. I'll amend it to reaching the World Series.
Winning the World Series.
Yeah, I'd say this is...
Yeah, I mean...
No, I think the odds makers have it a little probably lower than that, but they're one of the best five teams in the NL.
Yes, I agree with that. But okay, so let's say they're one of the best. Let's say they're one of the best three teams. Let's say there are only three teams in the National League.
Three total.
There's three teams.
So everybody's got a 33%
chance. They're all good. So everyone's got a 33% chance of reaching the World Series. And then you get to the World Series and you're matched up against a pretty even team. That means you got a 50% chance of winning that series. So half of a 33% chance is really a 16.5% chance of winning the World Series. That's if there's only three teams in the National League. You've got a 16% chance of winning the World Series. So 20% is actually a fairly high number. I think the actual number is probably a little lower. It's probably a little lower.
To make the World Series, to win a pennant.
To win the World Series, though, which was my original question.
Okay, yeah, it's less than that.
Because when you factor in like teams like the Pirates, like what is it, like 1%, 2% at the most? So 15 to 20%, I can see how that makes sense in my head.
I mean, if the way I play it in my head, to win a pennant at least.
Yeah.
Are the San Diego Padres one of the best five teams on paper? Yes.
They are.
Unequivocally, yes.
All right, so that means if they each had a 20% chance, but like Paul said, you do have to account for the other 10 teams and their small, tiny chances of making it, that lowers you from around 20 just to get to the World Series from there. And then you got to face a good team when you get there. I think, you know, we're talking really more like 12 to 15 is an honest assessment of what a really good team's chances of winning the World Series are at the start of the year.
Now, if you gave the top five teams a 15% chance, that's 75%, right?
That's 75% worth of the chances.
Then the other 25 teams make up for the other 25%
of the chance. Yeah,
I'm not smart. You can talk me into that.
I'm just throwing it out there. But
I don't know why that we're in here.
Why are we
doing
math percentages?
Well, I'm just saying, San Diego State has already gotten through the season. They made it to the tournament. They've won two games in the tournament. They're just two wins away from a Final Four. I think the odds are probably almost higher at this point that San Diego State gets to the Final Four than the Padres actually win the World Series. Now, San Diego State winning the tournament versus the Padres winning the World Series, maybe a little more even at this point. There's still 16 teams left. There's a lot of still good teams remaining. So maybe I give the Padres the edge there. I was just making the comparison between where San Diego State is. Pretty cool what they've gotten to and what opportunity they have ahead of them.
No doubt about it.
Now, they don't have, you know, they don't necessarily have the big four that the Padres do. We were just discussing. We're really having trouble. We've got to come to a consensus.
I mean, it's important.
On a name here.
It's what we do. It's what Major League Baseball does now. I mean, everybody's got their shtick and their hashtags, and the hashtag is bring the gold. This year, which I love. I love it. I'm going to incorporate a lot more gold into my daily fits when I head down to Petco Park.
You've got the silver on right now.
I do. I got my Ben's Jesus piece on, which might be the cause of my bad luck today when you have a heathen wearing a Jesus piece.
Yeah.
Just getting
Ben
pummeled,
really should be wearing
pummeled
it.
Online.
So we've thrown it out there for our tier ones. We're trying to come up with the definitive nickname for this Padres lineup that we saw for the first time on Saturday. We're going to talk about that after a check of traffic. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint Water, hint with a touch of fruit flavor.
I found one I really like, and it works on a couple of different levels.
All right, well, I've got one, too.
Okay.
That you're going to laugh at, probably, after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So I think we have to acknowledge, it's 2023. There's certain things that aren't going to fly. Like, Murderers Row was great in the 1920s. Probably not something you're going to want to necessarily associate your family-friendly baseball team with
question.
People who kill other people.
Okay, question, though. They're not actually murderers.
They're
murderers of the baseball.
I get it, but at the same time, if you're merchandising, if you're putting it out there, you're going to get some blowback. I just feel like it's not going to fly. Now, we've had a number of suggestions. Mount Crushmore, which is fantastic, but it's already, we did it already. Unfortunately, we wasted that one.
Guys, and let's be completely transparent. Whoever came up with Mount Crushmore when the Padres were in the middle of Slam Diego and doing the thing, I can't remember, and they're going to kill me because they actually sent me a rad. Their rad, was it Punk Rock Paint, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that sent me the thing that he drew of Mount Crushmore. And at the time, yeah, you get so caught up in it, and you're like, this is amazing, and it's such a brilliant piece of artwork. I wonder if even he is lamenting, oh, maybe I should have not had one with Eric Hosmer and Will Myers on it and had one with Juan Soto and Manny Machado and Tatis.
Crap, I didn't know we were going to get Bogarts.
I didn't know we were going to get Bogarts.
Soto?
Yeah, I mean, no one in their right mind would have thought.
Assume this is as good as it's ever going to get for the Padres.
Dude.
Fair enough.
No,
I mean,
yes, you're absolutely right, Ben. In no one's wildest dreams did you picture.
We had a four tops lineup with like Tony Gwynn and Fred McGriff and maybe Tony Fernandez back in the day. I mean, there's a lot that's been done, and you have to come up with something unique. Now, here's my suggestion that you're going to laugh at, but I feel like you need... So bring the gold is the slogan, the hashtag for the Padres this year. The gold dingers. Because they hit home runs.
First of all, gold dingers isn't a thing.
No.
No.
The gold dingers.
That's not a So Four Tops was a thing.
Yeah.
Murderers Row.
Well, Gold Diggers is the thing. These are the Gold Dingers.
I get what you're saying. It's not.
You gotta explain it. We get it.
Yeah, oh. I get it.
All right, what's yours, genius?
It's not. I like when he gets bitchy. So originally, you know, I've been calling him, hoping it would catch on. The what did I call him? The four horses of the apocalypse, right? But I don't know that we really want an apocalypse
again.
Either. So again,
apocalyptic
scenes is not what we're looking for at Petco Park. Somebody made the nice suggestion. I think it was Sam right here. For the forefathers, F-O-U-R. Fathers, yeah. Padres,
oh,
Padres, dads.
Ooh. I like that one a lot.
Four fathers.
I saw that a few times.
F-O-R-E becomes F-O-U-R.
Yes, because there's four of them. The forefathers.
Ooh, not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all. Somebody wrote Menudo. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that band?
Saturday morning cartoons? They usually would appear. I remember
so
them.
So good.
Los Cuadres.
Los Cuadres. I really like the four. Fearsome Foursome's been done before. The Core Four's been done before. Fritz suggested those.
Do we need to expand it beyond the four and include everybody? America's Finest Lineup.
America's Finest Lineup is pretty good. But then you're...
Bad.
Then you have a big shirt.
Yeah,
stretches
a lot of people.
All the way around the back.
Yeah.
America's Finest Lineup is pretty good.
All right. Better than Gold Dingers?
Yeah. There's not too many suggestions.
Gold Dingers.
I really like Four Fathers. That one's resonating with me.
It doesn't necessarily convey... The strength.
Mean, nasty.
Yeah, the toughness of the team.
You're right.
I mean, it's certainly...
They're literally four Padres.
Padres means father. It makes a lot of sense, but it's not intimidating necessarily.
Mm. You're right. I do like the idea, though. That one's kind of...
Especially if you had, like, their faces on a shirt, the forefathers, but...
The Podfathers. Has that been done? Quattro Daddies? That's sexual. Could be perceived as sexual.
We don't want that.
Speaking of, keep the suggestions coming
in. Yeah, keep them coming.
We've already had two much better suggestions
than
I was
able to come up. What was yours, the gold dingleberries?
The gold dingers. Speaking of all-star lineups, World Baseball Classic, the Team USA finally looked like an all-star lineup last night against Cuba, just mashing the ball over the place in a 14-2 semifinal win. Trey Turner had a good... 28 hours or so with a go-ahead grand slam against Venezuela on Friday night, or on Saturday night in the quarterfinals, and then Sunday night he had two more homers in the semifinal win over Cuba. Paul Goldschmidt had a two-run shot early and four RBI, and it wasn't close, as Team USA is now one win away from defending their title
at the
World Baseball Classic.
Just absolutely locked in.
Jeez,
my
dude.
God.
I mean... As good as it gets. As good as it gets. Very
Although I will say, on that Grand Slam, I tweeted it out at the time, you've got him 0-2.
Yeah.
The one thing that Trey Turner, we saw this in the playoffs, can be susceptible to is a breaking ball out of the zone, yeah, swinging away. How do you
was
lay...
Was that a heater for sure?
I don't know. It could have been a hanging slider, but
it was
just right down the middle. You cannot throw that pitch really to any major leaguer 0-2, but certainly not Trey Turner with the bases loaded 0-2. I mean, Venezuela, you deserve to lose that game just because of that pitch alone.
And they bailed out. They bailed Mark DeRosa out so hard from what could have been one of the worst.
Team USA manager Mark DeRosa.
Yeah, bailed him out when he went with Josh Bard. I understand going to Josh Bard. But, man, when you see right away, this guy doesn't have it. Daniel Bard, closer for the Rockies. Who, by the way, has really battled back from having the yips. And that dude had the yips that night. He was hitting guys and throwing wild pitches, and he had nobody getting ready in the pen. It got away. And that's how fast. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. DeRosa's never managed at any level, but he's been around the game enough. He's got enough guys in that dugout, too. You see how fast that game moves and how you always have to be ready and thinking three or four moves down the road. He was caught with his pants down. And next thing you know, they're down.
This is what happens
out.
When you have a manager who's never done it before.
But it happens to the best.
In the World Baseball Classic.
It happens to the best of them, dude. And that's how fast that game. Baseball, notoriously slow game. Well, until your reliever comes in and can't throw a strike and is hitting guys. And next thing you know, you got bases loaded and wild pitches are going on. You got to have somebody ready to go. And he did not. And they bailed him out. And obviously, last night was kind of a laugher. For him. But, man, they had their chances. Cuba had their chances early, loaded the bases in the first against Wainwright, who forgot how to do PFPs, loaded the bases against him, only managed one run. And from then it was like, okay.
He's also throwing like 87 tops.
Yeah, I mean, just
got to be concerning for the Cardinals.
But I don't think so. I think they know what they have in Adam Wainwright. I don't think they looked at him and said, ooh, his velo's down a tick or two. I think that's what you get with Adam Wainwright. He's going to be crafty. He's going to try to eat some innings. But, man, they put the wood to him last night.
So Mexico and Japan will play tonight. Mexico rallied from a 4-0 deficit on Friday. Really good game to beat Puerto Rico 5-4 and advance to their first ever WBC semifinal. And we had another injury that caused everyone to, you know, throw their hands in the air again. Jose Altuve suffered a broken thumb in that Venezuela-USA game on Saturday and is probably going to miss 2 to 3 months of the regular season, unfortunately, for the Houston Astros. And while it is a bummer, again, I don't think it changes our position from last week that the World Baseball Classic is so good for the game, especially internationally, that you really should have more. We need more players in this thing, not less players in it next time. And, you know, all these arguments about injuries are just going to, I think, dampen participation 4 years from now when they do this again.
Well,
and I hate to see that.
Let's think about some of the scarier moments that we've seen. Obviously, Edwin Diaz going down. You've got Altuve, again, just drilled on the hand by Daniel Bard. And he's, you know, like you said, he's out 3 or 4 months. Not a guy that you just slot, you know, hey, no problem. We've got so-and-so, and he can fill right in for Jose Altuve. So if you're the Astros, you're terrified. Schwarber wore one yesterday, too, that he kind of laughed it off. Nolan Arenado wore one as well, which has got to make your heart leap if you're a Cardinals fan. I think they said his was mostly precautionary. They took him out, but he was, you know, doing the old shaking his hand. Yeah. That ball rides up and in, man, and it's hard for these guys to get out of the way. But conversely, go to Padres spring training. Austin Nola wears one in the face. Yep. Juan Soto gets hurt on a backfield. This is the game. It's the game. It's the game. It's the game. It's what happens.
We did hear Shohei Ohtani say that if Japan wins tonight, he is going to be available in relief for the championship game, which, I mean, has led me and other people to speculate that Yu Darvish would get the start for Team Japan in a potential championship game against the United States, which would be incredibly intriguing if that were the case. If we got to see you against that American lineup tomorrow on Tuesday night. Now, no official word, I believe, from Team Japan. I know Roki Sasaki is starting tonight's semifinal game against Mexico, but Yu Darvish would be on 4 days rest from his last appearance, which was in relief, if Japan does play tomorrow night against the USA.
Yeah, he doesn't have a ton of innings logged. I think he's only thrown 5 innings. And I know Bob Melvin said last week they would like him to throw more. So, I mean, if he gets the start, Shohei's already said he can come in relief. That'd be a pretty nasty final if they get there.
Baseball, a lot of things. It isn't boring. Join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring, every day, talking with players, managers, GMs, and more, shining a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, that was a quick 2 hours. Come back. We've got more Padres talk from the weekend to get to and much more on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.